We are reading from the writings of the last generation, from the introduction. Not the editor's note, the introduction. Introduction to the writings of the last generation. There is an allegory about friends who are lost in the desert, hungry and thirsty. One of them had found a settlement filled abundantly with every delight. He remembered his poor brothers, but he had already drawn far off from them and did not know their whereabouts. What did he do? He began to shout out loud and blow the horn. Perhaps his poor, hungry friends would hear his voice, approach him, and come to that settlement that is filled with every delight.
Bala Sulam wants to tell us what our role is. If we want to merit in every single generation, there's whoever's living in that generation and wants to attain the purpose of life, then he has before him a certain question. How do we do this? How do I do this? How is my generation unique in attaining the purpose of life? Because actually every generation is opposite. It's different to the previous generations. So it turns out that if we ask, in what are we special? So we are special in that a special, very special Kabbalist from all the generations of Kabbalists has come, Bala Sulam, and opened for us the path and explained to us what our generation, in what way our generation is special, what we should yearn for in order to reach our goal. So he says that all the previous generations are seemingly, were seemingly on the way, and they were lost and confused in all kinds of ways that are incorrect to move forward, but it's all in order to stabilize, establish the vessel correctly. And we are already in a state in which we're asking according to those previous generations, which are all included in us. So where are we turning to, and what we have to do, and what humanity needs to attain? Humanity is truly before eternal questions. What we're living, what's the benefit of our life, etc. That's why we need to see these writings that he wrote as being written for us, truly for our generation. Let's continue.
So is the matter before us. We have been lost in the terrible desert, along with all of humanity. And now we have found a great abundant treasure, namely the books of Kabbalah in the treasure. They satisfy our yearning souls and fill us abundantly with lushness and contentment. We are satiated and there is more. Yet we remember our friends who were left hopeless in the terrible desert. There is a great distance between us, and words cannot bridge it. For this reason, we have set up this horn to blow out loud, so that our brothers might hear and draw near, and be as happy as we are. Know, our brothers, our flesh, that the essence of the wisdom of Kabbalah is the knowledge of how the world came down from its elevated heavenly place until it reached our ignoble state. This reality was necessary, as the end of an act is in the preliminary thought, and his thought acts instantaneously. for he needs no tools to work with as we do. Thus, we were emanated in En Sof, infinity, in utter perfection from the start. And from there, we came to this world. It is therefore very easy to find all the future corrections which are destined to come from the perfect worlds that preceded us. Through it, we know how to correct our ways henceforth, like man's advantage over the beast. For the spirit of the beast descends, meaning sees only from itself onward, without the intellect or wisdom to look into the past so as to correct the future. Man's advantage over it is that the spirit of man ascends into the past and looks into the past as one looks in the mirror and sees one's flaws so as to correct them. Similarly, the mind sees what it went through and corrects its future conducts. Thus, beasts do not evolve. They are still in the same state in which they were created, for they do not have, as man does, the mirror by which to see how to correct things and gradually evolve. Man develops day by day, until his merit is secured and sensed, and he will ride on the high planets. But all this refers to the natures outside of us, the nature of our surrounding reality, our food, and mundane affairs. For this, the natural mind is quite sufficient. However, internally, in ourselves, although we do evolve a little, we evolve and improve by being pushed from behind through suffering and bloodshed, since we have no tactic by which to obtain a mirror to see inside the people who lived in past generations. It is even more so regarding the interior of the souls and the worlds, and how they came down to such dreadful ruin as today's, where we have no security in our lives. In the coming years, we will be subject to all sorts of slaughter and death, and all admit that they have no counsel to prevent it. Imagine, for example, that some historic book were to be found today, depicting the last generations 10,000 years from now. As we feel, the lesson from the suffering and torment will certainly be enough to reform them in good orders. And these people have before them good orders, sufficient to provide security and complacency, and at the very least, to guarantee their daily lives in peace and quiet. There is no doubt that if some sages would offer us this book about the wisdom of statesmanship and personal conduct, our leaders would seek out every counsel to arrange life accordingly. And there would be no outcry in our broad places. Corruption and the terrible suffering would cease, and everything would come peacefully to its place. Continue.
That's the main thing that you want to say right now.
Now, distinguished readers, this book lays here before you in a closet. It states explicitly all the wisdom of statesmanship and the conducts of private and public life that will exist at the end of days, meaning the books of Kabbalah. In it, the corrected worlds that emerged with the perfection are set, as it says, perfection emerges first from the Creator. Then we correct it and come to the perfection that exists in the upper world, emerging from Ein Sof, from infinity, as in the end of an act is in the preliminary thought. Because the incomplete extends gradually from the complete, and there is no absence in the spiritual. They all remain existing and depicted in their complete perfection, in particular and in general, in the wisdom of Kabbalah. Open these books, and you will find all the good orders that will appear at the end of days, and you will find within them the good lesson by which to arrange mundane matters today as well. For we can learn from the past, and by this, correct the future.
Okay, this is actually the first part that he writes as the introduction to the last generation. What is he trying to say? That there needs to be a revelation of the state of humanity being lost on the way, not knowing where to go onwards, but it's been through some path on its history in order to see that its entire work and way has been wars and different sufferings without any order or any way out. And from that you can somewhat decide at least about the fact that let's stop going this way and maybe not move forward, because the more we advance as far as we have these war weapons and all kinds of abilities that weren't there in previous generations, then maybe it's best not to advance. Maybe it's best to sit and not do anything. That might be preferable. And we will exist the way we do. Nevertheless, we're only thinking about the life and existence in this world, in our life. We don't have some big things. He's talking about humanity. So maybe not to do anything, to at least sustain ourselves this way, because our whole development, the way we're progressing in science, even in medicine and technology and whatnot, we nevertheless see that it harms us eventually. It's not for our benefit. As all the years we go through in our life cost us more and more preciously. That's the introduction. Meaning that's what we see. Now, from this also, the Kabbalah books are being revealed, which explain to us in a more broad manner, from one side to the other, from the beginning to the end of creation, where we are. We probably came to a state in our development that we can absorb and receive these things and begin to connect them in such a way that is correct, meaning that we will be able to connect them to our lives correctly. Therefore, they're being revealed. We know that all the writings of Kabbalah, also the Book of Zohar, and the writings of the Ari were, first of all, in concealment until they were found generations later, until they were arranged so that we will be able to study them, until they reached us. It's not simple, but rather, just like our lives are confused and we don't know where we are living and how we're living, here also the writings of Kabbalah are waiting, and until they're revealed, it comes to us in many different changes and states. So no matter what, we are living in a generation which is called the last generation. We have come throughout history through beastly development, meaning unaware. And now, a good last part of our development needs to be revealed, in which we can advance in knowledge, understanding, feeling in our very selves, and reach our purpose, rising to the upper degree of our Maker who created us. So we'll understand His governance, His providence, and all that's happening to us. And globally, generally, from one side of the world to the other, above this world. Yes, Gilad.
Rav, why is it arranged such that the leaders of the countries, they don't listen to the Kabbalists, as he describes here?
Country or state leaders is a profession. It's something that they have to lead certain places in science and governance where humanity needs to be. They don't understand more than that. They're not capable of understanding more than that. To the extent in which I tried to talk to all kinds of people in all kinds of countries, those that belong to seemingly the management of the big society or humanity, they have nothing more than humanity. They know really well how to kind of spin things in humanity for their ego of these leaders and no more. They can't be above the ego and the will to receive. Now we will maybe enter into a generation in which Kabbalists will come and they too will receive from above the force, possibility, and ability to manage the society. But that's not yet, not even now. Although humanity is suffering and understands that it doesn't have leaders and doesn't have, like there used to be, those upper ones in the society, yes, like kings and more, to emperors, etc. But time has to pass for that, so that humanity will understand that they need special people, and those people will be people that are in two worlds, because humanity needs to rise altogether to the degree of the upper world. Now humanity doesn't demand for the time being. And therefore, the people that are managing them and are doing so are people of this world with their hands and feet. And besides suffering, nothing will drive them to understand that they should listen to the advice of a Kabbalist somewhat.
No. Where do you see in the world at all the something that moves the humanity, the ego in them, besides suffering? There's no other forces.
There were times during in history where there was a king and a prophet, and he would listen to the prophet, and there was prosperous times and
But it's corporeal. It's corporeal development. Or that they were in previous generations of the nation of Israel in a group that more or less would advance in this way. But no, in our times, it's passé.
Beseder. PT 6.
Okay. PT 6.
Rav, sometimes I receive by the mail all kinds of letters from Jehovah Witnesses and all kinds of like that. And when I see that, I throw it right away to the garbage. Same thing I think about people who receive all kinds of things from the wisdom of Kabbalah. What do they feel from it? When will we be able to disseminate without Kabbalah? Or simply we need the world to suffer and suffer and suffer? Until they'll want to hear.
No, we need to write such texts that would be accepted by people in our world now, ordinary people, without any word there that expresses that it comes from the wisdom of Kabbalah or from Judaism or something. Rather, that they talk about the future of the world and how we are rolling towards it and how we can, in the best, quickest, and most pleasant manner, approach it, reach it to correction of the world. We can explain this in all languages, and we have enough sources for it, so please, do it.
Yes, but eventually after a person read and wants to advance, he comes to the wisdom of Kabbalah, and then it's already, he turns around and leaves.
Well, that's his business. You think the problem is with the name? When you begin to explain to him that progress can only be by connection between people, and connection in desire, which is the egoistic desire, and above the egoistic desire, then the person turns around and he walks away. It's not the name Kabbalah that repulses him. That too, but it's mainly this that you have to work above one's will to receive. That's correct. And thus, so we need more and more and more to prepare ourselves in explanation. And the world, in the meantime, needs to progress towards despair, such that it will see that it has nowhere to advance towards. Rather, that each step that it will take now will only be towards greater crisis, greater troubles. And until it will come, that we'll meet in some point. PT 19.
Yes, good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends. It sounds like a kind of a prophecy, which what Barasam is writing here is an amazing sentence. As we see, and you're feeling how the suffering and the terrible things that will bring us back to the good orders. We see that that doesn't help either. Look what the world's going through. It doesn't help. There's corruption and killing and almost like World War III, and it's not that. So what will help?
If to go in one line, left line, then those are truly world wars, third and fourth, and then the suffering, only great suffering, that will pass on the will to receive, will reach a state that the will to receive will agree to cancel everything. Better my death than my life. And then in such a manner we reach correction. But that's something terrible. That women eat their kids there, as it's written, such things. But in any case, by corrections, we can do it. That besides the path of suffering, there's the path of Torah, the path of light.
We learn through the path of Torah and the light. Most of humanity doesn't even know what we're talking about.
But from out of suffering, as he writes in the introduction to the book of Zohar, that from suffering, all the nations of the world, the entire world, will agree to go after you because there's no choice. And then you need to know how to organize them in groups and in connections, and they will agree to it because everything that a person has, he will be willing to give for his spirit or soul.
Meaning you're saying that Bnei Baruch is the king, they have to lead the whole world to the end of correction?
I have no doubt in it.
So why don't they hear us yet?
Who did they hear to begin with?
Where's the last generation? Listen.
Okay, last generation. It's not like the territory is prepared for you and you come as a king to great applause.
Let's put it this way. What do we need to add to this whole fire just so they will hear us? Just problems?
Explanation.
Explanation?
Yes, in all languages, with all forces, because even on one edge of the world that they learn and speak about it in some language, doesn't matter. Could be in Malaysia or Africa, or it really doesn't matter where. It's also felt in the entire world, Kli, in all of humanity, because all are tied to one another.
Yeah, meaning we have a problem with how we're explaining, you're saying? That we have to learn how to explain properly?
Yes, okay. Yes, and he'll talk about that.
Okay, thank you.
Latin 7.
Gracias, Rav.
Thank you, Rav. Also, the path of Torah causes suffering, because actually the more we advance on the path, the more intensive, and it's like, what does it mean that the path of Torah is less painful than the path of suffering?
The path of Torah brings you to the goal. Along on the way to the goal, you feel suffering, but it's suffering in how much you need to step on your ego. Rather, path of suffering, you simply go from bad to bad, from pain to pain, without any explanation of why you're doing this and what's happening with you. And so your steps are not directed towards attainment of the truth.
Barur.
Is that clear?
PT 7.
Okay, PT 7.
He's talking here about the books of Kabbalah as a treasure, and we see that many people are now studying Kabbalah, and they really enjoy this wisdom, especially the book of Zohar. How to connect it such that many people study, and he's talking about here the wisdom of the countries, or they don't connect it to the correction on the level of the state.
I don't understand so much what you're saying.
It's as if people come to the wisdom of Kabbalah as a personal care, not for the care of the country.
It depends how you explain them to them and how they understand them. They want to understand what can be make better for them. That's what activates a person. And you need to explain to him that in order for his will to receive, to be filled with all good, it's on the condition that he will connect with others and their general desire will be filled with upper light, upper abundance. That's actually the good. And they can be only according to the conditions that you'll explain to them, that we need to overcome our ego, our will to receive. We cannot overcome. It's not demanded of us. It's demanded of us to demand the connection from above, from the upper light, which manages us. There is peace in the heavens above, such will bring peace down upon us. And towards this, we advance, that if we finally begin to understand the process we're going through, then to perform it is not so difficult. The main thing for us is to get closer to one another in order to prepare a place for revelation of the light. Kiev 3.
Здравствуйте. Тут непонятное предложение, может ошибка перевода.
Although there's a sentence that's not clear, maybe it's a mistake in the translation. It's written that from the Creator comes perfection, and then we perform correction and reach to the perfection that comes from Ein Sof, meaning He gives perfection, and we correct.
From
the Creator there comes the upper light, till it cascades and comes to us, it clothes in all sorts of forms that weaken it and make of it all sorts of opposite forms from bestowal, also breaks us and so on. And we need to know how to connect to it accordingly. Identification with it, we get closer to him. I don't know what's written there in the translation, but understand according to what we've learned.
Meaning to start with,
of course, from the Creator comes is perfect. As we learn, the upper light is found in the upper, infinite light is an infinite vessel. That the vessel and the upper light are an equivalence of form. And then this vessel, more and more, the will to receive that corrupts this vessel more and more. And the vessel can identify with the upper light in all sorts of forms, lesser and lesser forms than the light. And then this has caused the descent of the Patsufim, the descent of the degrees, until our world with the shattering. And everything is ready for correction. And correction is already done from below upwards. The cascade from above below is in order to cause the vessel to reach a state that it is opposite from the light. And then there will be the possibility to reveal it and correct.
Moscow 6.
Moscow 6.
Good
morning, Rav. Can we say that all the sorrow in this world, in every bad state, is a measure, characteristic that we're not connected between us and the Creator?
Exactly. Exactly correct. We're going to go on to women, or... Or could we continue here? If there's no questions there, let's continue.
The heading is a call for the chosen ones to study Kabbalah. I, the writer, know myself in my place, that I am not among the finest in the human race. And if one such eye today has labored and found all this in the books concealed within our cabinets, there is not a shadow of a doubt that if the chosen ones in the generation delve in these books, so much of the happiness and bounty will be available for them and for the entire world.
We need to understand what's written here is the handwriting of Baal HaSulam. He didn't finish it and he didn't prepare it for a print. And so he writes such writings, such passages, but we should learn from this still. So what is he telling us? That although we have a lot of material in the wisdom of Kabbalah, but we need to prepare them. And if we will get deeper into it, if we'll delve into it, we'll be able to present to humanity truly the method of correction, of its correction.
Yeshli French.
French.
Good morning, Rav and friends. Question.
L'article précédent.
What does Baal HaSulam mean when he says natural intellect in the previous paragraph.
I didn't understand.
What does Bala Sula mean in the previous paragraph? Natural intellect or mind that he writes.
I don't remember where that's written. I guess the ordinary mind. I don't know. What's natural to a person? We had a woman internet.
Why is the suffering and corruption that's happened so far not enough?
I guess not enough troubles. Knowledge of the root, of the purpose of creation, the plan of creation, all these things don't give us the opportunity to see all of humanity in its advanced process towards some goal that's prepared ahead of time, which is connection between all the souls, and what is a soul, which is a part of the Creator from above, meaning a tendency to bestowal, a spark that will connect all these sparks to together, and such will reveal ourselves that we are in like one arrangement in the hands of the Creator. We need to learn these things. It needs to be revealed towards all of humanity, and it's our work that will explain it. And at least prepare all the material that humanity will be able to receive it. And the Creator will already arrange that it will reach each one together with us.
What do we need to agree with so that we will be able to observe the rules of the last generation?
First of all, we need to connect between us and to arrange ourselves, to organize our system, that there will be room for all the people of the world, all human beings. As Bala Sulam writes, black, white, red, yellow, doesn't matter. That all these four kinds, that they will connect together to one vessel. And then the Creator will be able to be revealed inside this vessel in a whole manner.
From Latin 13, they're asking, how can we awaken ourselves?
Awaken ourselves? That's by connection between us, that this connection shall be on the intention to bestow, like the quality of the Creator, and then the upper light, which its quality is to bestow, also will enter our general will to receive, that will be in all its parts on the intention to bestow, and such will be privileged with the revelation of the Creator within us, meaning an adhesion of the Creator in us.
Question from Petach Tikva. Yesterday I saw on the network a post from women from Russia and Ukraine uniting and saying it's not our war. Through those words, a feeling of responsibility of women that feel the state in the world. The question is how to intensify that feeling of women in the world that there's no winners in war.
I'll tell you, I was also happy to see this tendency, especially on the International Women's Day. It's really, if women were more and more working on coming closer between them, that they need to obligate the entire world to stop the war, to wholeness, then we would truly get closer to it. I believe in the power of a woman. And that's what's written. privilege of the righteous women, the children of Israel will exit Egypt. Meaning that we exit the ego, the bad, the control of Pharaoh, the control of the ego, only by the connection between women. That the will to receive in a woman is very strong. It can really take all of us out to light.
There's a question from the women organization. They're telling us that yesterday women were invited from all the world for a common prayer together for the peace of the world. We were told that there were 1,000 women from Le Baruch and 200 women from the world joined, and that the responses were positive. Their question was, do you recommend to advertise the prayer every day as long as there's a war?
Of
course. Even that there will already not be wars actively like now. Yes? Of course it's worthwhile.
No.
Well, that's it.
The heading, my voice that is in the shofar, in the horn, why has it come? I have seen all that, and I can no longer hold back. I have resolved to disclose of my observations and of what I have found written in those books regarding the conducts of correction of our destined future. And I go out and call upon the people of the world with this horn. I do believe and estimate that it shall suffice to gather all the chosen ones to begin to study and delve in the books so they may sentence themselves and the entire world to the side of merit.
Yes, meaning he hopes that everything that he does, that he writes, is enough for all of humanity to advance towards correction. Next.
Part one. The basis of my entire commentary is that will to receive imprinted in every creature, and which is disparity of form from the Creator. Thus, the soul has separated from him as an organ is separated from the body, since disparity of form in spirituality is like a separating axe in corporeality. It is therefore clear what the Creator wants from us, which is equivalence of form, at which time we adhere to him once more as before we were created. This is the meaning of the words, adhere to his attributes, as he is merciful, etc. It means that we are to change our attribute, which is the will to receive, and adopt the attribute of the Creator, which is only to bestow, so that all our actions will be only to bestow upon our fellow persons and benefit them as best as we can. By this, we come to the goal of adhering to him, which is equivalence of form. What one is compelled to do for oneself, namely the necessary minimum for one's self and one's family's sustenance, is not considered disparity of form, as necessity is neither condemned nor praised. This is the great revelation that will be revealed in full only in the days of the Messiah. When this teaching is accepted, we will be rewarded with the complete redemption. I've already said that there are two ways to discover the completeness, either through the path of Torah or the path of suffering. Hence, the Creator has given humanity technology until they have invented the atom and hydrogen bombs, as if the total ruin that they are destined to bring upon the world is still not evident to the world, they can wait for a third world war or a fourth one. God forbid, and then the bombs will do their thing, and the relics who remain after the ruin will have no other choice but to take upon themselves this work, where both individuals and nations will not work for themselves more than is necessary for their sustenance, while everything else they do will be for the good of others. If all the nations of the world agree to it, there will no longer be wars in the world, for no person will be concerned whatsoever with his own good, but only with the good of others. This law of equivalence of form is the law of the Messiah. It was said about this, but in the end of days it shall come to pass, and many nations shall go and say, come, let us go up. For out of Zion shall go forth the law, and he shall judge between many nations. That is, the Messiah will teach them the work of the Creator in equivalence of form, which is the teaching and the law of the Messiah, and shall prove to mighty nations, meaning he will prove to them that if they do not take upon themselves the work of the Creator, all the nations will be destroyed by wars. But if they do accept his law, it is said about it, and they shall beat their swords into shovels. And if you take the path of Torah and receive the spice, very well. And if you do not, you will tread the path of suffering, meaning that wars will break out with atom and hydrogen bombs, and all the nations of the world will seek advice how to escape the wars. Then they shall come to the Messiah, to Jerusalem, and he will teach them this law.
Questions? If there is something to ask here so much, I don't know what to say. This is in sum total what he wrote. That's it. PT
17.
Rav, there are places in the world now where there's a lot of suffering, wars and such. Why aren't they yet coming to look for a solution with us?
We're not ready, and they're not ready. And from above, still not giving for this the green light for connection.
Why aren't we ready? We're in the whole internet. Everything is open. They're already suffering. What's missing?
Your heart is not open. Your heart, meaning, I'm sorry, I'm saying yours, our heart is still not open to accept them in our heart, to receive them in our heart. We're not connected around the earth sufficiently in order to be a place to take them in. Otherwise we would connect. We would rise to the degree of connection and salvation. We'll hope that we'll reach it. We need more and more to connect. That in each day we shall feel ourselves that we're getting closer. And this will bring a place for shelter for all those in the world who are suffering, even corporeally, and even more so for those who feel the suffering. And we'll hope that we'll reach it.
Kiev 3
wanted to ask, but now they don't anymore. No questions. So I have no more what to say. Each one, it's worthwhile for each one to read this article, the writings of the last generation. There is a few other matters there that you will reveal and see. It's good. It very much awakens us. and this
Niparet
will separate physically. We won't separate internally. That's how such will make the effort to act towards completion, correction, towards this that the war shall stop, that the corporeal suffering will stop, and that we'll have instead spiritual suffering. Spiritual suffering is why don't we have love of the Creator? That according to how much we develop the love on our part, that will begin to reveal the love on His part towards us. So, all the best to you. Good. Give the mic back to Gilad.
We have announcements, the recorded schedule for today. From 10 to 10:30 a.m. Israel time, the news program with Dr. Michael Lightman. And from 10:30 to 11:15, the program An Inside Look with Rav Lightman. And we will conclude with a song.
Race after face, race after race, from one cage to another. Mask after mask, task after task, lost in the sands.
Through you there's a cry, through you there's a light, a place to be discovered. Through you there's a way, together we pray to rise.
To see the face of love through your eyes. Together as one, and now we rise, and every word an echo from the skies, breaking the walls, hearts unite.
Of me, through you I find my flaws. Through there's a key, a place where we can open doors.
Together we yearn, the fire it burns, a chance to feel alive. A song from the heart, singing that love will cover our cry.
To see the face of love through your eyes, together as one. We rise, and every word an echo from the sky, breaking the wall.